Massachusetts has now detected 108 confirmed or presumed cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Governor Baker, as you heard a minute ago, approved $15 million aimed at testing and treating for the virus, but says more federal help is needed to expand testing. With the latest, we're joined now by WBUR's Common Health Editor, Carrie Goldberg. Good morning, Carrie. Thanks for joining Morning Edition today.
Good morning, Bob. And you've touched on a very sore point at the moment, testing. Complaints are growing that very few tests of possible coronavirus patients are being performed here in Massachusetts.
Even though we've been hearing for days now that there would be many more tests available and testing taking place, but at last word, only a couple of hundred patients had been tested?
Correct. Here's Governor Charlie Baker.
We need the federal government, the CDC and the FDA in particular, to give hospitals and testing facilities here in Massachusetts that have the capacity to test the material and then the approval that they need to actually begin to test themselves.
And Baker says that's a top priority of ours from the federal government. And he says the public health lab now has the kits to test 5,000 patients. But even just in the last couple of days, there have been multiple reports from patients and their doctors who said they couldn't do the testing they thought was needed.
So this is obviously difficult for both the patients and their doctors.
Yes. Dr. Marianne Bamba, the president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, says the state's doctors really need more tests and for the whole process to be faster and easier.
It's great to have more tests, but it's the entire process of testing that, you know, we need to smooth out. We should ideally have a test where we have a result at the point of care.
Point of care, meaning right at the clinic or hospital where you get tested. Right now, she says, if you can do a test, it has to be sent off and it can take several days to get the results back.
So let me ask about this number, 108 identified cases or suspected cases of COVID-19. Without easy, extensive testing, we really don't know how many more cases there might be out there, right?
Right. And so you could probably feel over the last 24 hours, there's been this huge wave of closings and cancellations, all out of an abundance of caution, both because we don't know how much virus is around and because what is around could spread quickly.
Some schools, as we've been saying this morning, are closing preemptively, some for just a day to clean, others for a couple of weeks or more. And there were a lot of schools on that list.
There are. You can find that list at WBUR.org. And just overnight, it went from a couple of dozen to dozens and dozens with cancellations from Arlington to Winchester, although no Boston as a district at this point, though.
In sports, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Soccer have all suspended play. Major League Baseball canceled spring training and is delayed opening day by at least 2 weeks. What about the Boston Marathon?
So what we're hearing is that that they are considering postponing the Boston Marathon till summer or fall. So basically, lots of Boston's premier institutions are going quiet for a while. On the other hand, there are premier institutions that may be busier than ever. Those are the hospitals.
And we've seen this coming and have been preparing for this for weeks now, the hospitals.
They have, and now they're going further. Some are starting to limit visitors or considering it. Tufts Medical Center says it's been phoning patients who were scheduled for elective procedures like colonoscopies and asking them to postpone. That's the first hospital we've heard is doing that, but others may follow as they prepare for a possible surge of patients. Hospital leaders are supposed to speak this morning about what comes next. Marianne Bamba from the Mass Medical Society says this is a stressful time for both patients and doctors in multiple ways.
I just wish there were more clarity in regard to, number one, the knowledge about this virus for clinicians, and number two, better clarity in how to guide our screening, testing, and care for patients.
Now, the one thing, Bob, the good news, health experts say if we're all careful to limit contact, you know, wash our hands, stay home when we don't feel well, we can slow the progress of this virus and hope to protect some of the most vulnerable people like older adults and people with other illnesses.
But it sure feels, Carrie Goldberg, like we have weeks more of this to go through before things start to even out again.
It does feel that way. It's been compared to a very slow-moving snowstorm in terms of the disruption of life. The one difference is at least there is something that we can do, even if we have only a tiny effect on what happens, but we can take action ourselves.
WBUR's Kerry Goldberg is editor of our Common Health section on our website. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.